Hello, everybody. This is Brother Mike. I just want to take a minute and welcome y'all to another Christmas play at Keene Mountain. It sure is hard to believe another year has come and gone. Seems like time goes by so fast. It's probably been about 15 years or more since the Lord let me start helping with the plays here at Keene Mountain. I hope you've enjoyed them as much as I have. We've had a great time through the years telling the story of Christmas in so many different ways, like Even So Come, and The Gift of Time, Morning's Coming, and the one about Noah's Ark. We've really loved it. So many good memories. We've laughed a lot and we've cried a lot, but we give God the glory for all of it. But so much for reminiscing. It's almost Christmas time again. I hope you enjoyed the Christmas play at Keene Mountain 2005, The Case for Christmas. But I do need you to do me a favor. I want you to be a member of the jury. Listen to every witness, hear every testimony, and look at all the evidence. And if somewhere in the midst of this case, your heart is flooded with the reality that Jesus Christ truly was the Son of God and that He died for you, then it'd be a good time to call on this name of Christ, whose birthday we're celebrating, and open the gift that Jesus gave to you, the gift of salvation. Merry Christmas.
Hey, did everybody have a good weekend?
Sure.
Yeah.
Man, we had a wild time over in the dorm Saturday night.
Really? What was going on?
Man, I couldn't even begin to tell you. It reminded me of an animal house.
Animal house? We got good timing.
What's so funny?
Well, today's the day Professor Linwood is supposed to go over the theory of evolution.
And what does that have to do with me?
Well, if you're spending your weekends acting like a bunch of animals, you should do quite well in this class.
Is that why he's teaching this week?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. Hey, what time is it?
8:45. 15 minutes until the Big Bang.
Wonder where the rest of the class is.
Oh, they'll be here before we start, especially Janet. She's one of those goody-two-shoes. She's never late.
That's right, man. She is a Christian, isn't she?
Yeah, I bet she'll really enjoy this class. I know she believes in the whole creation deal and everything.
Yeah, she's talked to me about God and Jesus. Sometimes she can be pretty convincing.
Well, maybe she's right. I know I'm not convinced that we all came from monkeys.
Hey, here they come now.
You are running a little late, ain't you?
Yeah, it looks like Professor Linwood is late, too.
We were just talking about how Janet was really going to enjoy the class this week.
And why would you say that?
This is the week the professor spends on evolution.
You're kidding. You all don't really believe in that, do you?
Well, I do. I've got one sure reason that I believe man came from monkeys.
Peace, man. Peace. I'm here. Everything's groovy, man. Peace.
Right there's the evidence, man. I rest my case.
Okay, class, calm down. We have a lot to go over today. We're going to explore the great wisdom of a man by the name of Charles Darwin. Do any of you know who that is?
He is the man who came up with the theory of evolution, ain't he?
That's cool. That's cool. But we'll not use the word theory from here on out. I like to stick to the facts, and evolution has many scientific facts to back it up.
Professor Linwood?
Yes, Miss Connor?
I must disagree with your belief in man evolving from monkeys. I'm a Christian, and I believe that God created man in His own image. I mean, I can look around at all of God's creation, the rivers, the trees, the mountains, the rain, the snow, all the seasons, the amazing power of the ocean, and the awesome beauty of the stars and the solar system, and I can see the hand of God in all of it.
Miss Connor, first of all, like I told you, I believe in what I can see. I've never seen God, as you call Him. Therefore, since I've never seen God, well, then I can conclude that there is no God.
Professor?
Yes, what can I do for you?
I have been in your class for 3 months now, and this whole semester I haven't one time seen your brain. Therefore, since I've never seen your brain, I can conclude that you do not have a brain.
Very funny.
Please, guys, wait a minute. This is important to me. It's my life. All I've ever wanted to do is be a good witness for the Lord. I want to be able to persuade people to believe in Christ. He saved me. He changed my heart. I know He's real, but I must convince others. Professor Linwood, do you believe in Christmas?
Well, yes. Me and my family celebrate Christmas as a holiday.
I'm not talking about a holiday. I'm talking about a holy day. Jesus was born. The Christ, the child, the Messiah, the Holy Lamb of God wrapped in swaddling clothes laid in a manger. The shepherds came, the wise men were there. Mary and Joseph held him in their arms. Even the angels filled the sky. Please, please, Professor Linwood, what would it take for you to believe?
Witnesses, Janet. Witnesses. Eyewitnesses. True witnesses. People that walked with him and talked with him. Someone he touched. Someone that touched him. A true witness.
If witnesses is what you need, witnesses is what you'll get. Just believe, Professor. Just believe.